Chapter 1 Talek Maxwell closed his laptop. The reflection in the screen was annoying him. He knew he had aged, but at 3 a.m. he looked dreadful. The dark puffs beneath his blood-streaked eyes hardened his already coarse complexion. Some of the old handsomeness remained, but he had stopped posting Facebook photos. The broad-shouldered, muscular swagger of Chatham Boys rugby captain had gone, replaced by a fat, balding, angry stockbroker. The English private schoolgirls once called his name from the touchline. In Asia, they shouted "white man" over their loud miniskirts. He once had the prefects. Now he had prostitutes. He paid them to take him back. For a night, he was the captain of the team again. In the morning, he at least had the memories. Aini wandered past the dining table. Pencil-thin with small breasts, her nakedness usually aroused Maxwell. But it was late, and he had seen himself in the reflection. She leaned over the breakfast bar, her chest brushing against the kettle, and grabbed the percolator.
"You want coffee?" she asked.
"No." Maxwell didn't bother looking at her.
"I want coffee," she said.
"I gathered that. Any chance of you putting some clothes on? I do have neighbours."
"You say you like it."
"I like it on a Saturday night, not when I've got to be up for work in 3 hours." Aini turned on the tap and filled the percolator.
"I've got to be at work in 3 hours too."
Maxwell snarled a little. "You're already at work." Aini hit the percolator against the marble breakfast bar.
"I'm not a hooker, okay?"
"So what are you doing now? An impression?"
"I am a cleaner. I clean apartments. That's how you meet me, okay?"
Maxwell peered down at his stomach and flicked the waistband on his boxer shorts. "Met me is how you met me. Past tense. You can't even speak properly." Aini muttered something under her breath. "Don't start your Bahasa shit. I know you're criticising me when you start waffling on in your own..."